Good morning, and thank you for being here in such an early morning. Everybody knows short fiber content, short fibers are important, especially in recent years. The interest for short fiber content has grown strong, especially for international customers. Right now, the short fiber content is the most commonly used parameters to characterize short fibers. However, short fiber content has a few problems. Number one problem is very high variations. People right now want, short fiber content. I'm thinking, you know, like an old word saying, be careful what you're wishing for. Once you got short fiber content, I think at the initial time, people will get confused. Because if we're using the current USDA two-comb test, I think, you know, if the you want to get the accuracy plus minus 1%, it's very difficult. Then you have thinking, you know, the 9% short fiber content is much better than the 11%. People start to, you know, picking bells. That will cause confusion. Statistically, they may be the same. So that's the number one problem is high variations. Second problem is short fiber content is defined by different values. In the US, it's half an inch. In China, it's 16 millimeters, about 5/8. So when we went to China, people talking about US cotton is you have 15%, 18% short fiber content. Well, this, what are you talking about? It seems much higher than, you know, the norm we have. Then, you know, you have to talk which short fiber content, you know, what is the definition? It's 5/8 of an inch, not half an inch. There have been quite a few criticisms. Let's say you use the predetermined length for defined short fiber content. Why half inch? Why not 3/8? Not why 5/8 inch? You know, you're using that for yarn quality. We know open end and the ring spinning are not the same. Why are you using the same definition for short fiber content? So there are a few shortcomings, but number one actually is the high variations. So we did a literature search and found other short fiber parameters. So we carried out investigation to looking for if there is a better short fiber content, short fiber parameters to use. Once doing the research, we have four requirements. One, it had to have high correlation with short fiber content, because that's something people want today. It has to have lower variation, that we can put it in the trade or in commercial. Thirdly, it has to be able to predict the yarn properties well. Why we need short fiber content? We want to use it to predict the yarn properties. And the fourth one, I later realized, it had to be easier to understand so people can accept it. You develop a new parameter, it's so difficult for the industry to accept and use it. We selected in this research six parameters. One is the short fiber content defined by half an inch. The other is the short fiber content defined by 16 millimeters, because cotton let's use in China. China is now the largest cotton consumer. Then we proposed a lower half mean length. We proposed this one actually is based on an earlier research. We carried a comparison to include, at that time, we think it's short fiber content parameters like 1/8 inch, a 1/4 inch, 3/8 inch, and short fiber content by number, by weight, short fiber, lower cotton length, and so forth. We found lower half mean length among the first batch of test is the best. Since this is a new concept, I'll explain it a little bit, just, you know, people compare it to the genius of farmers. If you have 1 pound of cotton, you arrange the cotton fiber from longest to shortest. Then you divide it in half pound and half pound. Half pound is long, half pound is short. Then you make an average of the upper half. That's the upper half mean length. Everybody is using it, USDA, in the HVI. You're using the upper half mean length. However, you average the lower half. That's the over half mean length. So let's just accompany. That's the concept of lower half mean length. We also look at the relative short fiber content. The definition is the percentage of fibers shorter than 1/2 of the upper half mean length. That's by Alan Heap. He proposed it at Bremen in 94, I believe. The other is floating fiber proportion. The definition is 2.5 span length divided by the mean length by number minus 0.975 times 100. The other is floating fiber index. A definition is upper quartile length divided by mean length by weight minus 1 times 100. But you know, this is already reported in the literature. People realized there has problems with short fiber content. They want to find some other parameters for short fiber content. So we included this to do a comprehensive study. In this study, we used 28 bales of different cartons, and 10 samples were taken from different location of the bale, and 5 reps were done on aphids, and each rep had 5,000 individual fibers. The sample properties covers a wide range, less mean length by weight, upper quartile length by weight, short fiber content defined by half inch macronail and maturity ratio. In this study, short fiber content at half inch directly obtained from aphids, it reports this. For 16 millimeter short fiber content, lower half mean length, relative short fiber content, floating fiber proportion, and floating fiber index was calculated from fiber length distribution from aphids. And these cotton fibers also made into open end and ring yarns. We did some, and Devering at Clemson did some. First, we're talking about variation. This is as a CV percent of the short fiber parameters. Among the 6 we tested, obviously, short fiber content at half inch has the highest variation. CV percent. If we compare upper half mean length, usually it's about 1 CV based on aphids data. Short fiber content, 16 millimeters, is better than its relative short fiber content, lower half mean length, much better. Compared with short fiber content, it's about 1/3. Then we're looking at the correlation coefficient between all the parameters. We want to have a high correlation with short fiber content. No surprise, among all the parameters, short fiber content defined by 16 millimeters, it has the highest correlation with short fiber content at half inch. This is the same thing, just a little bit longer. Look at the lower half mean length. It has a very high correlation coefficient with short fiber content. Now we're talking about predicting yarn properties. We used linear regression models to predict yarn of different properties like strength, uniformity, and so on. We also included other length parameters like upper quartile length, upper half mean length, length distribution variance, and so whatever we can think for fiber length parameters we include in these models. First, we select one parameter to predict yarn strength with open end. So we just say if you have only one length parameter, which one it will have the highest R square. You look at the equations, it's length by weight, upper quartile length, upper half mean length, upper quartile length by weight. That's true. Because number one important thing, strength was not included, the longer fibers, which we have. Short fiber content make it a little bit better, but you have already got the most important as fiber length reported by HVI, by USDA AMS. Then it come to lower half mean length, short fiber content. In this case, lower half mean length with one parameter is a little bit higher than short fiber content. Then we select two parameters. Let's say if you have one short fiber content, let the computer run. Select the best, you know, which each pair to compare. When you select the highest R square, then the model divided is lower half mean length, then it's short fiber content, slightly better than short fiber content, but it's still better than the other short fiber parameter, like floating fiber proportion, floating fiber index. Then we did three parameters, four, five, six, seven parameters. After the four parameters, the R square is basically stabilized. It makes sense. For length, you have longer fiber, like half mean. Either one will do. You have upper half, upper quartile. You got the basic idea of longer fibers. You have something in the shorter part. You have an average. You have a standard deviation. You know, basically four parameters. It's enough. So one last one, we can still looking this is with one parameters with the short fiber content. It's a little bit better, but the lower half mean length is very comparable. You know, to the second decimal, I won't think it's that significant, but it's comparable. The same thing we did with one parameters. This is ring-spun yarn. The previous tables was with open end, this ring-spun. We see the same trend. The length come to first longer fiber, first, then it come to lower half, then come to short fiber with one parameter. Okay. Then for the two parameters and four parameters, basically they show the same middle trend. The last one is the is lower half mean length. I think is a relatively easy concept, because if everybody knows upper half mean length, we are using it, and it's available from or every bale with the USDA cluster bales. And lower half mean length is just a complement of the upper half mean length. Plus, it has some nice statistical properties. Because of time, we won't talk about that. In summary, based on this comprehensive investigation, lower half mean length has the lowest variations, only about one third of short fiber contents. Lower half mean length is highly correlated with short fiber content. lower half mean length predicts yarn property similar as short fiber content does. Lower half mean length is easier to understand. Therefore, based on this result, we think lower half mean length is a good alternative parameters of short fiber content to characterize cotton short fibers. And we want to thank you, Cotton Incorporated, for financial support of this research. And thank you very much.